You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
So now we continue examining some other hadiths about the fire of hell. Some hadiths indicate that one of the punishments of the people of hell is that those whom they oppressed in dunya, the evil ones, they oppressed people in dunya. And they considered them as enemies, they considered them backwards, they considered them on the wrong path. One of the punishments of these evil people on the Day of Judgment is that the good ones who go to heaven, they will rejoice at their miserable fate. One hadith in the book of the Tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim states, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ. The people of hell, when they see the punishment, they feel regretful, but they try to hide it. They don't want to show that they are regretful. The Imam alayhi salam describes, he states that they hide their feelings of regret when they see awliya Allah, when they see the believers. Why? Because the believers on the Day of Judgment will rejoice at their misery. They will tell them, see, in dunya you killed us, you slaughtered us, you persecuted us, you mocked us. Now we'll laugh at you. Just like you laughed at us in dunya. This really hurts the people of hell. That's one of their worst punishments. Because in dunya they were arrogant and they were strong. Now they are the abject, humiliated ones. And so they see those poor people whom they oppressed, now they're rejoicing at their pain. That in itself is a source of psychological punishment for them, subhanAllah. The Quran talks about this. That the people of heaven will tell them, we'll laugh at you just like you laughed at us in dunya and you mocked us. Now the worst place in hell, who's it reserved for? One hadith from Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam states, إِنَّ فِي جَهَنَّمَ لَوَادِيًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ يُقَالُ لَهُ سَقَرٌ. There is a valley in hell called Saqar. Allah mentions this in the Quran. Who is this valley for? Mutakabbirin. Who is the mutakabbir? Arrogant ones. Those people who are conceited, they're so arrogant. Listen to what the hadith states. Shaka ila Allahi shiddata harrihi wa sa'alahu an yatanaffas. Allahu Akbar. The valley was so hot, boiling with heat. It asked Allah, the valley in hell, asked Allah, Ya Allah, give me relief, let me breathe. That means lift the lid from me, because that valley is sealed. So the heat gets so concentrated in it, the valley states, Ya Allah, let me breathe, remove the lid from me. فَأَذِنَ لَهُ. Allah gives it permission. فَتَنَفَّسْ. The valley breathes. فَأَحْرَقَ جَهَنَّمْ. When it breathes, it destroys the fire of hell. That's how hot it is. Who lives in that valley? The arrogant ones. The worst people in the eyes of God are those who are arrogant. They think they're better than other people. They think they're superior. Everyone else is inferior. They put others down. They don't respect them. They destroy the character and the morale of other people. They destroy the dignity of other people. This place is reserved for them if they don't repent. In another hadith from Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam states, إِنَّ فِي النَّارِ لَنَارًا تَتَعَوَّذُ مِنْهَا أَهْلُ النَّارِ. The Imam says, there is a fire in the fire of hell. The people of hell, they are disturbed from that fire. So hell is all a fire, but there is a special fire in that fire of hell. Allah created it for مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ, for every arrogant person, and شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ, arrogant devil, stubborn devil. And the one who shows hatred to Al-Muhammad. Those who have hatred to Al-Muhammad, that's their destiny. Then the end of the hadith is really disturbing. Not that the hadith is disturbing, but the picture that it portrays for us is really disturbing. إِنَّ أَهْوَنَ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You know what the least punishment is in the fire of hell? The least of the least. لِرَجُلٍ فِي ضَحْضَاحٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. For a man, for a person who's in a ضَحْضَاح of fire. What's ضَحْضَاح? Water that is shallow. You know water that is shallow that you can walk in, you can put your feet in. In Arabic, we call this ضَحْضَاح. The least punishment in the fire of hell is that you have this pool of liquid fire. This person is standing in it. عَلَيْهِ نَعْلَان مِنْ نَارٍ. He's wearing two sandals of fire. Even the strap of the sandal is made from fire. He has to wear it in hell. يغلي المرجل. This fire, even though it's shallow, it's so hot, if you put a pot of copper in it, it melts. ما يرى أن في النار أحدا أشد عذابا منه. This person who has the least punishment, he thinks no one in hell has a worse punishment than him. This hadith indicates it's not worth it. Some people say, Allah will go a few years to hell. And those upper parts, it's okay, we'll get out. You can handle this? Who can handle this? This is the least of the punishment for those who end up in hell.
Sayyid, I have a question.
Yes, brother.
You mentioned that there is a place in hell, especially for those that were arrogant. So,
yes.
Will the arrogant actor ever be humbled, even within themselves, or will they carry on this arrogant?
It seems there are two types of arrogant people in hell. There are those who finally bring themselves to humbleness. You know, they apologize, oh God, forgive us. It seems these people, either Allah reduces the punishment for them, or He may forgive them. And then there are those arrogant people who even in hell, they still don't want to submit to the truth. They still don't want to admit that they're wrong. These people will dwell in hell forever for eternity. Even in hell, they don't want to humble themselves. Some other narrations that I will share with you, our ahadith that we have about the fire of hell. Allah is talking about those people who will stay in hell infinitely. Not everyone who goes to hell will stay there for infinity. Some people will. After years of being punished, it could be millions or billions or trillions of years, after they are punished, Allah will seal the fire of hell. That's it. All those people who could leave, Allah will forgive them, they will leave. These people stay inside, and Allah just closes the lid on hell. The hadith states, the gate, the door, the lid is so big, it takes you 500 years to travel it. That's how big the lid is. And the door that Allah will seal them in is so thick, you need 500 years to travel through its thickness. Imagine just psychologically knowing you're stuck in a place like that. That's like somebody puts you in the core of planet Earth, thousands of miles inside. Like imagine how you would feel, it's like suffocated. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them in boxes of iron that is boiling. And when this happens, that is the last time, the hadith states, you hear them speak. Because they're humans, they speak in hell, right? They say things. After that, Allah does not give them permission to speak anymore. So if they want to speak, if they want to say something, لَهُمْ فِيهَا شَهِيقٌ كَشَهِيقِ الْبِغَالِ. If they want to speak, their voices will resemble the voice of a mule. Have you heard how a mule yells? Right? That's how their voice will be. Humiliation. And also, it will resemble the voice, the sound of a donkey. So if they want to speak anything, that's the voice that it will generate. And also, the barking of a dog. They can't speak anymore. فَلَا يَدْخُلْ عَلَيْهِمْ رَوْحٌ أَبَدًا. No relief will ever come to them till the end of eternity. and the sorrow and the grief will never come out from their hearts. They are completely locked. No angel can intercede for them. No one in heaven is their friend to intercede for them. وَيَنْسَاهُمُ الرَّبِّ Allah will forget them. Allahu Akbar. Forget them. يَنْسَاهُمُ الرَّبِّ What does it mean for God to forget someone? That's it, leave them. Allah doesn't forget. This is symbolic. They forgot Allah, Allah now forgets them. وَيَمْحُوا ذِكْرَهُمْ مِنْ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ And Allah will remove their names and their memories and their existence from the hearts of people. فَلَا يُذْكَرُونَ أَبَدًا No one will ever remember them for eternity. Allahu Akbar. Is it worth it? For a few years in dunya, a person causes this destruction on himself. And remember, when we talked about the fire of hell being eternal for some, we mentioned how that's compatible with the justice of Allah. One answer that we gave is that their sin is infinite. Another answer is if Allah brings them to dunya a million times, they will still do evil. They just want to do evil. They're evil people, so they have this evil punishment.